Okay. Do you want to just tell me what your name is?
Peter Bloxham.
Okay. And did you go to Bamford School?
Yep.
So when were you there?
Probably 1950 until I went to New Mills.
Ah, right.
So 50 to early 60s.
So one of the things that I'm doing is looking at the logbooks from the school, and I've seen a lot of scholarships to New Mills, but this is only like up to 1940. So why did you go to New Mills School? Was it scholarship or was it 11 plus?
11 plus. Yeah. We went, the ones that passed the 11 plus went to New Mills when I went, and those that didn't went to the college, Hope Valley College.
Right.
And then my brother's a couple of years younger than me, and at that stage, people were going to Lady Manners rather than New Mills. There was a change.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, what do you remember most about school? What did you like?
Crikey, my granddad was headmaster. My mother taught there sometimes on supply, I think. I started at 4 1/4, reputed to have fallen asleep in class a few times because I was so bloody young. Enjoyed it, enjoyed days at school. In those days, when I first started, the older boys or older children didn't go to the college or New Mills, they stayed at Bamford. And they were in the institute, and there was a wood workshop in the top playground.
Yeah.
And one winter I was sliding down a slide we'd made in the woodwork in the top playground, and they got wire mesh on the window, so they shed, and I went careering off the slide and gashed my head.
Ooh.
So that was a...
That sounds nasty.
The teacher said I needed stitches, but I don't think I went for stitches, actually. They just patched me up. Now, what else to remember about Bamford School? Now, Guardside is shit now. Would be cross if I said this, but I'm going to say it anyway. One thing I remember about Bamford School, because I worked on Collins Farm as a teenager and really loved it, squealing pigs.
Right.
You'd be in school and you'd hear the pigs squealing from Collins Farm. Just, the pigsties were just over the wall
from
the playground. What do you remember? Little bottles of milk every day. Different teachers, of course. All very different. Miss Benjamin the Infants, lovely old lady. Miss Evans next. Then Reuben Rastall, he was a bit of a... and then we called her Fanny Armfield, Miss Armfield. She was a real stickler.
Really?
She had a reputation of driving the clever ones hard and ignoring the not so clever ones. I'm not sure how. It might have been a bit true, actually, but... But no, I enjoyed school days, generally.
How did you get to school? Did you live nearby? Did you walk?
Lived on the main road, just walked up every day.
Yeah. And did you stay for dinners?
Yes, because for a lot of the time, my mother was supply teaching, if not at Bamford, elsewhere, I think. So maybe not always, but when she was working, certainly we would stay for dinners, yeah.
Right. Did you like the dinners? Were they nice?
From memory, they were okay. Mm. Long time ago, but I don't remember hating them, put it that way.
Of course, I hated mine, but I'm fussy. Was there anything you didn't like about school?
I didn't like about the school?
Mm.
Don't think so. Not that I can recall, anyway. Memories of Bamford school days are happy days. Another little snippet, my grandfather was the headmaster and he used to cook the meals in the institute.
Oh right, yeah.
And any food scraps that were left at the end of the day, the cooks would put in buckets for him to take home to feed his hens.
Oh right.
Every day.
Oh, that's nice. Didn't go to the pigs over the wall
then.
Any teachers that made a big impression on you that you felt really helped you? Or
no, I mean they were all okay in their own way. There was none of them I didn't like. Well, Fanny Armfield, she was a funny old stick, really. She was very into animals.
Right.
She was the top teacher before Dr. Grammar School. And there were mice in one of the store cupboards. She'd feed the mice. Yeah, she wouldn't.
Oh, right.
She'd feed them. And I can't remember one day I'd done something that upset her. And all the time, it was blocks and this and blocks and that. And then suddenly, I was down at my granddad's, who lived at the bottom of, near the bottom of Shamley, next to the garden centre. And there was a sheep that got stuck in the river just.
Right.
And I went in with this other fella and got this sheep out of the river. And somehow she got to hear about this. Right. After that, it's Peter this, Peter this, and Peter that.
That's it, you're the hero.
Because I was in good books again, yeah. I thought that was really funny.
No, that is funny. Thank you. That's our 5 minutes. I'll see if I can.